Telstra is starting the year with a fire sale of the digital advertising division that it once touted as a rival to Google. The telco has announced it's offloading 70% of Sensis to a US private equity firm for less than $500 million. Well, the sale has left doubts about whether the White Pages telephone directory will continue to be printed. Here's our business reporter, Pat McGrath.
Less than a decade ago, Sensis was seen as the jewel in Telstra's crown. Speaking in 2005, then-chief executive Sol Trujillo made it clear he thought the business was the key to Telstra's future. He even saw it as a strong competitor to what was quickly becoming the world's biggest advertising company.
Google Schmoogle.
At the time, he dismissed suggestions that the best way to make money out of Sensis would be to sell it.
We're outgrowing Google in Australia. We're doing more, we're growing faster.
The tone from current CEO David Thodey today was somewhat more downbeat.
Directories businesses right around the world have been experiencing massive change, and that has meant that we've really had to readapt the business. It's an appropriate time to introduce a partner like Platinum Equity.
Telstra is keeping 30% of Sensis, but the rest of the directory and advertising business will be sold to the US firm Platinum Equity for $454 million. Sensis is legally obligated to print the White Pages and distribute it for free to all Australian households with a landline telephone. However, the Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is looking into scrapping that requirement. He spoke to The World Today on Apache telephone line from San Francisco.
In the internet age, producing these massive telephone books is really at odds with the way in which most people nowadays access telephone numbers. So we're looking at that carefully together with a lot of other regulations.
But don't you think this could be seen as removing or receding a service that's part of an obligation for Telstra, just as a way to cut its costs, to cut the telco's costs?
I think you have to ask yourself, how many people actually open a White Pages directory nowadays to find telephone numbers? No doubt quite a lot of people still do, but the majority, I would say, do not do so any longer.
Telecommunications industry analyst Paul Buddha believes the directory could be an early casualty as Platinum Equity finds ways to cut costs.
It looks to me that it's bought by a company who is doing it for investments rather than for new business opportunities.
Last year, the global investment bank Credit Suisse valued Sensis at about $3 billion. Paul Buddha believes the failure of Telstra management to force innovation at Sensis so it can compete with the likes of Google is behind the huge fall in its value.
Either the company could have merged Sensis with Foxtel and Big Pond and create a big Australian digital media company. The value of the company, you know, has shrinked, you know, like a shrinking violet over the last decade.
Telecommunications industry analyst Paul Buddha ending that report from our business reporter, Pat McGrath.